Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 115 at 15,882. S&P 500 up 9 at 1,868. NASDAQ Composite up just a fraction of a point at 4,472. Yield on the 10-year Treasury notes up 4 basis points at 2.02%. Oil up $1.50 at $29.85 per barrel. Gold up 20 cents at $1,102.40 per ounce. The European Central Bank announced today that they will hold interest rates at record lows, 0.3%. Mario Draghi said the European Central Bank may need to provide more stimulus programs as soon as March to address concerns about the euro area recovery. Draghi said downside risk have increased again amid heightened uncertainties about emerging market growth prospects. It would therefore be necessary to review and possibly reconsider our monetary policy stance at our next meeting. Now remember that the markets just love free money, and that was essentially what Draghi promised. China's central bank cranked up cash injections in its money market operations for the third week in a row, trying to counter capital outflows. The People's Bank of China added $60 billion to the financial system using reverse repurchase agreements. It's the most in 3 years. The Shanghai Composite, it was down 3.2%. Brazil's central bank kept policy on hold. The Central Bank of Brazil held its benchmark rate at 14.25%, surprising the consensus, which was calling for a 50 basis point hike to 14.75%. The bank has been under pressure from politicians and local businesses to raise rates in an effort to combat inflation, running at a 12-year high above 10%. Oil prices moved higher today. Yesterday, the API report showed a U.S. crude inventory build of 4.5 million barrels last week, about double trade expectations. Today, the U.S. Energy Information Administration reported crude inventories rose by 4 million barrels for the week ended January 15th. Now, normally, you might expect prices to drop on news that inventories are growing, but the best explanation I can offer is that oil was a little oversold. Even with today's gain, prices still under $30 a barrel. Russia's ruble fell more than 5% overnight to hit a new record low of 85.97 per dollar. The country is suffering from the slump in oil prices, which has sparked widespread predictions of a second straight year of recession. Russia's central bank has indicated it will not intervene to support the currency. The number of applications for unemployment benefits unexpectedly increased last week to a six-month high. Initial jobless claims climbed by 10,000 to 293,000 for the week ended January 16th. The four-week moving average increased to 285,000. That's the highest since mid-April. Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing index was in negative territory in January for the fifth month in a row. The index rose to negative 3.5 from negative 10.2. Now, the first Friday of each month brings a report on non-farm payrolls, or shorthand, we call it the jobs report. A couple of weeks later, we get a state-by-state breakdown. Today, the Arizona Department of Labor stats reported Arizona's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dropped 0.2 percentage point from 6% in November to 5.8% in December. The U.S. seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged at 5% in December. Now, a year ago, the Arizona seasonally adjusted rate was 6.6%, and the U.S. rate was 5.6%. The biggest job gains were found in trade, transportation, and utilities. The biggest job losses for the state were in government and construction. Arizona employment grew by 2.5%, just over 65,000 jobs over the year ending in December. January 21, 1970 marks the day of the first commercial flight of a Boeing 747. Today, Boeing announced plans to report a $569 million after-tax accounting loss as it cuts production of the iconic 747 jumbo jet in half. Boeing announced it would lower its production rate on 747-8 jets to match demand in the cargo market. In other words, it does not want to overproduce for a market that's not demanding a lot right now. But demand for flight from the consumer economy running above their recent trend. And this is really the whole economic story in a nutshell. In short, the outlook for consumers is solid while things are falling apart for manufacturers. United Continental Holdings' fourth quarter profit missed analyst estimates as a strong dollar in weak economies and energy-dependent markets hurt demand from travelers. Adjusted earnings were $2.54 per share, missing estimates by 2 cents. Revenue dropped 3%. Now, Southwest Airlines, mainly a domestic carrier, reported it nearly tripled its profit in the final quarter of the year. The number four U.S. airline by traffic said its fuel and oil expense dropped 37% in the latest quarter. Overall, the company posted a profit of $536 million, or 82 cents per share, up from $190 million, or 28 cents a share, a year earlier, and revenue was up 7.5%. Verizon Communications added 1.5 million new subscribers and exceeded analysts' profit estimates, even as rivals pushed price cuts and promotions to try and lure customers away. Fourth quarter earnings, excluding some items, 89 cents per share. That was a penny better than estimates. Schlumberger reported better-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings and quarterly sales in line with Wall Street consensus. The company said it earned an adjusted 65 cents per share in the quarter, down from $1.50 a share in the year-earlier period. Revenue hit $7.7 billion. That's down from $12.6 billion in the year-ago period. The company faced a continued decline in rig activity, project delays and cancellations, and other problems stemming from lower oil prices. The good news is that it wasn't worse news. American Express reported its fourth quarter earnings fell to $899 million, or 89 cents per share, from $1.45 billion, or $1.39 a share, a year earlier. Amex beat earnings expectations. Revenue dropped to $8.3 billion from $9 billion a year ago. Union Pacific reported quarterly earnings that missed analyst estimates for the third time this year as a freight slump accelerated. Net income fell to $1.31 per share, 11 cents less than the average of estimates. Revenue decreased 15% to $5.2 billion compared with a forecast of $5.4 billion. It was the biggest miss in it. Least 10 years. The weakness in rail cargo probably will last this year as coal demand continues to drop and U.S. production lags. General Motors said it sold 9.8 million vehicles in 2015. The results represent a third consecutive year of record global sales for GM. North American deliveries rose 6% to 3.6 million cars, trucks, and crossovers. They also delivered 3.6 million vehicles in China. That was an increase of 5% from 2014. Sharp is leaning toward accepting a rescue by government-backed Innovation Network of Japan over a potentially larger offer from Foxconn Technology. A deal with INCJ would allow the firm to keep its technology within Japan and cooperate more closely with domestic companies. Sharp's stock climbed as much as 25% in Tokyo after China-based Foxconn offered $5.3 billion to take it over. The next installment of the Star Wars franchise, originally slated to debut in May 2017, now scheduled to be released 7 months later, December 15th, 2017. Disney did not cite specific reasons for the push, but did note the success of Star Wars: The Force Awakens. The film is now the third largest global release ever. Now, if you believe in math and gravity and other such theories, there appears to be pretty precise evidence of a big fat planet spinning far beyond the planetoid Pluto. The clues started piling up when astronomers discovered a mini Pluto, also known as a rocky Kuiper belt object, far out in the nether regions of the solar system with an interesting orbital twist. Literally, astronomers then noticed other objects floating around in distance and in angle of the orbit relative to the horizon of the solar system. So it was more than coincidence. Using very sharp pencils, two Caltech astronomers, Michael Brown and Konstantin Batygin, not only have validated the existence of this mystery planet they've referred to as Planet Nine, they have determined both its mass and exact orbit. Planet Nine from outer space is apparently about 10 times the mass of Earth, with an orbit 20 times farther out from the Sun than Neptune. The only thing really missing from Planet Nine is a fuzzy picture and a real name. A blizzard watch posted from Virginia to New York for a storm that threatens to bring high winds and heavy snows starting Friday, lasting through the weekend. The snow should begin falling in Washington before sundown tomorrow, with heavier amounts arriving overnight in New York. The heaviest accumulations will come on Saturday, which is when Boston may get some snow as well. Last year shattered 2014's record to become the hottest year since reliable record-keeping began, according to separate sets of records kept by NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 2015's sharp spike in temperatures was aided by a strong El Niño weather pattern late in the year that caused ocean waters in the Pacific to heat up, but the unusual warming started early and steadily gained strength in a year in which 10 of 12 months set records. NASA reported that 2015 was officially 0.23 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than 2014, the prior record year. NOAA's figures showed slightly greater warming, about 0.29 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than 2014. Now, a quarter of a degree may not sound like much, but on a planetary scale, it is a huge leap. Most previous records were measured by hundredths of a degree. And because a strong El Niño still is in place, 2016 expected to be an exceptionally warm year, perhaps even another record. We invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog is eatthebankers.com. That's eatthebankers.com.